This is my alarm. Every weekday morning at 5 o'clock. Here it comes. I love that. I just don't play it to the end. Because at the end, you find out he's singing to a woman. But I like Wake Up Sunshine. Good morning, sunshine. That's Chicago. Okay, let's get back to Bruce, calling from Tucson, bringing back into the conversation real quick. Finish fielding his question, Bruce. Rosie on the house, T-shirt wearing Bruce in Tucson. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Rosie.
Yeah, you bet, bud. Sorry about that.
I live in a midtown Tucson in an old mid-50s red brick house, and I have an old Palo Verde tree that was planted too close to the house, probably in the 50s or maybe 60s.
Okay.
And it started to grow over my house, and I kept trimming it back, but eventually one of the big roots has grown under the house, and it started to lift the sidewalk that I have poured around the house, which causes the rain when it comes off the roof, because I don't have a gutter, to in that one little section, to go back towards the foundation of my house. And also, on the side of my house, there's cracking in the walls and even some cracking on the roof. I'm wondering what I need to do to address it. I suppose I'm going to have to contact a tree person and have the tree cut down. I wanted to get a ballpark what that might cost me.
I tell you what, Bruce, I'm going to make it real easy for you. You called the perfect Saturday. I've got to be in Tucson Thursday for the Reader's Choice Awards banquet. I'm going to come down early, and I'm going to bring you a new Rosie on the House T-shirt. And I'm going to put my old evil eye on the situation, and we'll get you taken care of. We'll contact you. Hopefully you're going to be in town this week, are you?
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll reach out to you. I'll be coming down Thursday, attending the banquet Thursday night, staying Thursday night. I'll meet you either Thursday or Friday, whichever works for you. And I'll bring you a new Rosie T-shirt.
It'd be a lot cheaper to put a gutter on that side of the house than calling anyone else, I'll tell you that.
Well, that might be a starting point, that's for sure.
We've got a guest on the line now. We've got Ari Coy from the City of Tempe Water Program Specialist joining us to talk through our weekly to-do of water consumption and doing our part to reduce our indoor and outdoor use just by 10%, if we could all do 10%. And I'm not saying give up any quality of life, just being a little bit more responsible and a better steward. Welcome to the program this morning, Andy.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Very good, thank you. And Water Use It Wisely has put together 10 ways to conserve water. You can get the quick link off of our website, but why don't you just highlight some of your favorites, Andy?
Some of my favorite ways to conserve water?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I think one of them definitely is learn how to use your water meter to check for leaks. This is a fantastic tool. You just locate your water meter and learn how to use it, learn how to read it. Your water conservation specialist can also help you with that. And you can use that to as your base point to help you find any leaks around your home if you're having issues. Another one would have to be, like a lot of the kids ones are really fun when kids are wanting to cool off, take them out into the grass, turn on the sprinklers in that area that's really, really struggling and give it a little longer because the kids are playing in it too. It's kind of a 1-2 hit.
Very good. And I love the meter one on the home because that is water that, you know, is not otherwise used. There's a lot of, you know, use things, items that we can do. You were mentioning lawns, you know, improperly watering lawns or, you know, we point it out and joke about it regularly. Out the window behind us at the studio, there's a grass median and the sprinklers are, I spend more time watering the asphalt outside of the little grass median than they do the actual grass patch inside. And it's lawn that absolutely serves no purpose because it's not, you know, in any yard. It's just for looking at.
18.
Yeah, and that's another great one is know where's a great spot to have grass. There's functional grass, and then there's like aesthetic grass, and we're all about functional grass, having a use for it, being able to use it for play for your kids, for your dogs, whatever, having a functional space for grass.
And then the amount of grass that you do use, how much lawn do you really need? We have stopped doing our backyard because we don't ever use it. And that was of our lawn size, 2/3 of our lawn was the back over the front yard. And we've completely abandoned the backyard. Finding what else to do with that now is the next thing. But
the kids have aged up from swing sets on the lawn to saddles on the horseback.
Right, yeah.
Strategic use.
Yeah, absolutely.
And inside the home, you know, there's a lot of things we can do. It's only 30% of our water consumption, so leaks and outdoors are huge. But inside the home, there's still plenty of things we can do.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot. And one thing to keep in mind, going back to leaks, is when your toilet is leaking, it's not always going to make a sound. So checking up on your toilets every now and then, making sure they're operating properly, because sometimes you might miss that. What? And then there's just other things like taking a shorter shower or making sure the dishwasher is full before running it.
What's an easy way to check a silent toilet leak?
A great way to do that is using food coloring. So if you have any food coloring will do. You just open the back of the toilet, the tank, put a few drops in there, and then go away for about 10, 15 minutes maybe. And when you come back, if there's color in the bowl, you know you have a leak.
And I bet you that's the flapper. I've had that happen twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes you don't even need to replace it all the way. I've put like a balm or Vaseline on it, and that's eked me through a couple days till I could get myself a hardware store to get a replacement.
Those tricks are good to know when the closest hardware store is 47 miles away.
You get creative.
You get creative. That's right. You're
constantly looking for reasons not to go into town. You really stack functions when you have to.
Well, I like throwing a challenge out to the Arizona homeowners, because saving 10% in your total water consumption, if you put any thought into it all, each house saving 10% is pretty darn easy to do if you just start being a little strategic about your consumption.
Absolutely.
And if we all save 10%, we're saving enough for the next 1 million people that move to Arizona. That's kind of bittersweet. But they're coming. They're coming.
Well, and Water Use It Wisely's got a brand new look after, about 20 years since development. I love the new logo.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We really wanted to say we are an Arizona campaign. This is where our roots are. This is where we're from. This is our base. We really wanted to cater to Arizonans. And we love our new look. We love the new logo. We're really excited about it.
WaterUseItWisely.com. You may be a drop. Your actions create a ripple.
I love it.
Andy Coy, mm-hmm. The water program specialist from the city of Tempe. Thanks for spending a few minutes out of your Saturday morning with us.
Absolutely. I did want to say one more thing, if you have a second.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I wanted to let everyone know that we actually have a raffle going on from August 1st through September 30th. And anyone who visits the Water Use It Wisely website and signs up for our newsletter is entered to win a packet of Sonoran Desert wildflower seeds, along with some other awesome Water Use It Wisely swag. We'll be picking 10 lucky winners on October 10th, and they'll get an email from jointhecause@wateruseitwisely.com if they've won.
Wonderful. That's wateruseitwisely.com, and once I get there, all I have to do is sign up for the newsletter?
Absolutely. That's it.
And I've been on that mailing list for years. It's great. It comes out monthly and always has a great plant of the month. And the plants are always something that has a lot of color in it, but it's a desert-wise plant. And recap of all, you know, any one of their 100 water savings tips. If we remembered all 100 of them, with it, I wouldn't need to get that regularly, but it's a nice reminder to constantly keep yourself engaged and in use with your water use. So Water Use It Wisely is a joint effort by a group called AMWA, which is Arizona Municipal Water Users Association's 14 cities have come together to put this awareness together of our water use and water savings techniques without giving up any quality of life of a modern lifestyle.
There you go. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So she was talking about winning the raffle at waterusetwisely.com by going and signing up for the newsletter. You can also text Diamondbacks to 411923 for a chance to win. We have four Diamondback tickets on the lower level with a parking pass for the game September 7th. It's an evening game, first pitch at 6:40 against the Texas Rangers. Text Diamondbacks to 411-923 for a chance to win. We'll be giving those out here just in a few minutes before we wrap up the broadcast.
An interesting texture. I was kind of joking about the water running out behind us on the streets.
Yes.
The texture said, why can't cities cite property owners that overwater and flood the streets? Tell you what, you hit another level of the tier shortage on the Colorado River supply, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that coming.
May not be surprised at all. When we're talking water, and we are all this month, we're talking a lot about surface water today, floods, even the idea of harvesting flood water and transporting it 1,000 or 1,500 miles, all kinds of interesting concepts. But one of the second most asked question at Roselle Now's this week, apparently a lot of you are having leaky windows. As a matter of fact, Jennifer walked in my office the other day and showed me a video where someone had removed the sheetrock from the inside of their house and showed me a video of, is this leak a window leak, a stucco leak, or a roof leak? And with the sheetrock removed, the water was literally pouring into the house. So I want to talk real quick after this on a tip of sealing up the stucco and the windows to stay dry inside your house.